loses its saltiness. How can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You see, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. This morning, would you and I allow the Holy Spirit to move on our individual hearts? And would we be reminded of who we truly are? And what finally, would we be captivated by the reality of who Jesus is? Be captivated. You see, a few weeks ago, there's this sort of theme that I'm just sensing that's coming through with the speakers. And this morning, would we be captivated? You see, would we be captivated by His love for us? Would we be captivated by His compassion and mercy towards us? Would we be captivated by His faithfulness towards us? You know, and begin to see things differently. We begin to see the world in the way that He does. Begin to enact and outwork the call that He's placed on each of our hearts and lives. You know, and this morning I've got three quick points, really quick points this morning, and then we'll share communion together. You see, and if we want to be positioned, or if we want to be captivated afresh, or if we want to be used by God afresh, I believe you and I need to be captivated by Him in worship. Be captivated by Him in our worship. You see, the Bible says those that seek Him diligently will find Him. You know, you don't just trip over Him. You diligently seek Him and you will find Him. So we need to position ourselves in a state, in a heart of worship. And this morning I just want to stress that worship isn't just what we were led into just then, you know. And worship is more than that. Worship is just more than singing. Worship is so much more than that. You see, worship is all about your heart's response to Him. You see, it's this connection point whereby our earthly comes into contact with the heavenly or the spiritual. So this morning when I talk about we have to be captivated by Him in worship, I don't just mean be captivated by Him in worshiping Him in singing. There's so much more than that. You see, you can worship Him in so many ways. You can seek God and you can worship Him in His Word. You see, you know what I'm talking about when you open the Word and there's this sense where, you know, you've read this passage and you've read it that many times, but it just comes alive afresh, you know, and it just comes and you find it's this connection point. You find it's this conversation piece. It's this interaction that you have with God through reading the Bible and reading His Word and hearing what He's saying to you on an individual level. You see, when we read the Word, would we be ones that allow Him to just speak in? You see, worship is about seeking Him in His Word. Seeking Him in His Word. You see, let's be ones that pursue Him, that worship Him, that open His words and be reminded of His character, be reminded of who He is. And as we're reminded of who He is, we find ourselves more and more captivated by Him. You see, worshippers are actively and passionately seeking His voice. They're seeking the enabling of the Holy Spirit that comes alive through His Word. You see, men should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The next thing, you can seek Him in a place of prayer. You see, in a place of prayer. You see, prayer is this dialogue, this communication, this opportunity to have not a one-way conversation, but rather to have a two-way conversation where you can connect with Him. It's His contact point where you allow your heart to be moved by Him, where you allow your heart to receive from Him. Would you allow yourself would you position yourself to be captivated by Him through your dialogue with Him in prayer? You know, it's not that wish list of do this, do this, do this, but it's this, hey God, would you be with me? Would you walk with me? Would you encourage me to be this to this group of people today, whatever it may be? You see, the sense of who God is, and as we commune with Him, we begin to understand, and we begin to be captivated by Him, and we begin to be captivated by those that are around or about us, and we begin to walk in the Spirit. You see, passion is what gets you and I started, but it's commitment to these habits of reading our Word, of praying together. That continues us on and keeps us going. You know, I don't know about you, but every now and then I just look around and I like to glean from people that are a little bit closer to heaven than what I am. You know, and the people that you glean from, if I glean anything from them, it's their desire to open the Word. It's their desire to have a healthy prayer life. And by doing so, they're continually captivated. They're continually enthralled. They're continually gripped by who Jesus is. And then ultimately, the calling of their life is just mapped out through their relationship with Him. You see, if you and I want to be positioned and want to be used by God afresh and want to be captivated by Him, we need to fix our focus on Jesus. You see, Hebrews 12 verse 2, it says, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Really, really simple point, but such a profound point. You see, this week, a group of kids at school, they went and represented our school at the next level athletics carnival. You know, and you're sitting back and you're watching parents have conversation with their kids before they race, and you can hear this mum just saying to her daughter, when the gun goes off, you just focus on the finish line. You know, like, because I don't know about parents, when you watch little kids run at a carnival, you know, they're running along and then they look to the left and see who's there, and then they look to the right and see who's there. And last night we were watching the 100-meter final of the women's in the Olympics, and I know there was no looking to the left in the final. There was in the heats before. You know, about 20 meters before they get to the end, they go, I've got this. And they look around when you fix your focus on the finish line, you know, they don't look to the left, they don't look to the right, they say just look and just focus on the finish line. You see, the same can be said for you and I. To be captivated by Jesus, you have to have that tunnel vision where we're just focused in on Him. We're not being distracted by a range of things that are around us. You see, the focus of your faith, it will determine your fruit. So when you focus or direct your faith, it will determine your fruit that you will see outworked in your life. And you see, most people, they don't actually achieve whatever it is, not because of an inability to do so, but rather an inability to focus. You see, would you and I, would we be ones that just focus our attention on Jesus? Would be ones that are captivated afresh by Him, by focusing wholeheartedly on Him. You see, and one thing I've learned is that focusing on Jesus, it doesn't mean everything in your life is going to become simple and the road's going to become easy. Definitely doesn't mean that. You know, if I focus on Jesus, you know, in our household, if I focus on Jesus, Flossie and Letty will just stop arguing, and you know, the one that got that baby doll first won't fight with the other. Like, it doesn't work like that. Trivial, I know. But focusing on Jesus doesn't mean that. What it does mean is, though, you see, like, I can't control those things, but what I can control is I can control what I focus on. It doesn't mean people in the lanes next to you and I are removed from the race. But it does mean that you get to control what you focus on. Would you focus on Him afresh? Would you be captivated by Him afresh? You see, I love King David and what he says in Psalms 121. And we probably all know these verses, but a little bit of context is King David is getting chased by an army. An army that wants to kill him. You know, just imagine if you and I are in that situation. You know, would you and I respond the same way that King David does? In reading in Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2, it says, I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. You see, this is such a profound thing because he's talking about what he is focusing on. You see, David could have been consumed by the circumstantial problems that were around about him. You see, there is an army trying to kill him. He had the perfect reason to say, well, woe is me. I'm so hard done by. Whatever his response may have been in the natural, that would have been so normal. But David says, I'm not going to focus my attention on my circumstances. I'm going to focus on him. Focus on the great I am. You see, when David just lifts his focus, in lifting his focus, he changes where his help comes from. What you and I focus on directs our faith, and what your faith is focused on will determine the fruits of your life. You know, would you be captivated afresh? Would you be captivated by Him afresh? Would you fix your focus on Him afresh? And by doing so, everything else will just be washed away. My last point this morning. You see, if you want to be positioned to be used by God, if you want to be captivated by Him afresh, if you want to be in a place where you are enthralled and just gripped by Him, it's just about just having a life that's about the purposes of God. You see, and I'll tell you why this is really, really important, to be captivated by Him afresh and just be about His purposes, because one thing I know is life is short. And eternity's really, really long. You know, life is short. Life is really short. You blink and you miss it. You know, I don't know how many of us just look at our kids, or those that have got grandkids now are like, I remember when my kid was that. Whoa. You know, life is so short. Life is so short. But eternity is so long. You see, this is each of our spot in life. It's your time in history. You know, and it's a really short spot. You know, come 100 years, some of us won't be here anymore. I don't think I will be. Not unless I'm going to live to 140 odd. Highly unlikely. You know, this is my spot. This is my time. You know, and you need to be captivated by Him every day. You've got to be about His purposes. You know, you have to come to a point where you realize that each of us, you know, we're part of a church that's been around for 50 odd years. You know, and we're getting older. Some of us may feel older than others. Some of us are not even halfway done. Some of us are just at the starting line. You see, we're all at these different stages. We're all at these different points in the game. But we've got to get so caught up on not just being caught up with where we are in the game, but rather get caught up that we're in the game and we've got to be about His game plan. You know, I've been watching the basketball at the Olympics, you know, and there's all of this talk about the game plan. You know, let's not get distracted by the clock. Let's be enthralled by the game plan. Let's just outwork the game plan. You know, and to be the ones that outwork the game plan, they've got to have that connection point. They've got to be captivated by their coach. Would we be captivated by our coach, who's Jesus? You see, would we be captivated by that? Be about the Father's work. You see, we should use our talents and our gifting, not just for ourselves, but we should use them for somebody else's world. Somebody else's world. You see, in 2 Corinthians 9 verse 10, it says, "For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then the bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you." You know, when you think about generosity, when Trevor was telling me throughout the week about what we as a collective were able to do last week, I go, wow, how amazing. You know, and I know I've been in conversations with Trevor about a few different things that are coming up. And, you know, throughout the week when we're having that conversation, I was going to, when some of the conversations Trevor's had, I was like, well, that's a really outrageous goal. And then that happens throughout the week and you're just uplifted and you just go, oh, we can do anything together, collectively. How amazing are we? You know, that's definitely how it is, but that's because each of us are grabbed hold of him and we're about his purposes. Would we be about his purposes? Would we not be distracted by those things around us, but would we be captivated by him afresh? Because we're captivated by him afresh, you'll find yourself in a position to outwork the very call that he has on each of our hearts and lives. You know, this morning I'm going to get Tone and the team to come back up. And we're going to open a time of communion. Tobe, if you can hand the emblems out. You see, this morning, around the communion table, I'm just going to be really simple and just get the team to play a song or two and would we allow in a time of worship to be captivated by him afresh. And this morning, if you feel you've lost that heart of worship, you see, you feel that your focus has slightly shifted, whatever it may be, you feel that you've been distracted by this or distracted by that, this morning I want to open up the opportunity for us to just come back, to be recaptivated. And I don't even know if that's a word, because when I wrote it down, I had the little red squiggly line underneath it. But this morning, be recaptivated by him. Be captivated, enthralled, to be gripped by him afresh. You see, would you position yourself to again be a conduit for the receiving of him, to be captivated, to outwork. So as they play, would you just open your hearts this morning? I'd encourage you just to open your hearts and just receive from him, to be captivated by him. Would we just spend some time just being captivated by him? Allow the Holy Spirit just to grip our hearts afresh. You know, we'd be ones like horses that just have our shutters on and we're just focused on him this morning. And as we're focused by him, we'll be reminded of his love for us. You know, his mercy towards us, his compassion towards us, his faithfulness towards us. And then as we're captivated by him afresh, let's not stay there, but then let's just say, God, use me. Use me. Use me in this day. Use me to speak to my friends. Use me just to be the salt in my community. Because once we're captivated by him, our response, how can it be anything but love towards him? Love towards him. Would we be captivated by him? But let's not stay there as a congregation. Let's just fix our focus. Let's not be distracted. Let's not be taken away by what's happening around about us. But let's just say, God, you're in control. God, you're on the throne. God, I just love you. I just worship you. I just praise you afresh. Would you allow the Holy Spirit just to enlarge you and increase you and equip you? If you feel dry this morning, would you allow fresh rain of heaven to wash over your heart? Just be captivated by Him. Let's not be distracted. You know, like at work, I can easily be distracted. You know, things are changing so drastically day to day. But what's our core business at school? Our core business is students. What's our core business in church? Our core business is people. Let's not be distracted. Let's be captivated and let's love people. Let's love people. Heavenly Father, we thank You that we can be captivated by You, Lord. And Lord, as we open Your Word, we can just be captivated by You. Be reminded of Your character. Be reminded of who You are. Be reminded of Your love for people. Be reminded of Your mercy towards us. Be reminded of all of Your characteristics, Lord. And as we open our dialogue with You in prayer, Lord, we can just be captivated by You. We can be enlarged by You. We can be equipped by You. Lord, will we fix our focus on You? Lord, will we be ones that are then once we're captivated, we're just caught up in Your purposes. We're just caught up in Your what You say and what You want us to do, Lord. Would we never lose sight of Your heart for people? Would we never lose sight of the big picture that You've placed each of us? And Lord, how privileged it is to just be a partner with You. Would we be captivated by You afresh? Holy Spirit, would You fall in this place afresh? Would You captivate people afresh?